For nearly two decades, the Chattanooga Jewish Film Series has screened Jewish-themed films from around the world. The premiere screening for this year's series is Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Jewish Cultural Center at 5461 North Terrace Road. Screenings for the rest of the series continue at the center on Sundays at 4 p.m. from June 21st through August 2nd. Virtual screenings of the films are also available. Anne Treadwell is with the Jewish Federation of Greater Chattanooga. Anne, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Ray.
Let's talk about the Chattanooga Jewish Film Series.
Over the past 19 years of the Chattanooga Jewish Film Series, we've listened to the community and we've navigated our way through everything from COVID to things going on in different parts of the world. And so this year, we made the decision that instead of having the series be in two parts, one in the summer and one in January, we meshed the feature and the documentary series. So what you'll find beginning June 17th is about once a week, either a feature film or a documentary film. And those films are available in person on our big, wonderful projector and screen or virtually. Unfortunately, the founder of the series, Sanford Weiner, passed away a little over a year ago. And the board of directors made the decision that we wanted to be able to annually honor his memory. So the first film in every series from now on will be the Sanford Weiner Tribute Film and Reception. And it is free and open to the public.
And let's talk about that on Wednesday at the Jewish Cultural Center. Reception at 6 p.m., the film at 7 p.m., The Ring.
The Ring has won 12 international awards. It is an amazing film. It is in Hebrew and Hungarian with English subtitles. And I want to mention that all the films, whether they're in English or a foreign film, since it is an international series, always has subtitles. So those people who are having hearing difficulties can still really enjoy the film. So the film is about a religious Orthodox man who has a strong bond with his mother, who is a Holocaust survivor from Hungary. And as she is dying, she has talked throughout her life about how a ring saved her life. The man's relationship, unfortunately, with his daughter is not great, as a lot of relationships that some people have with their parents. And the ring really becomes a way for them to learn how to understand each other.
Let's talk about the next film in the series, Malachi, Sunday, June 21st.
Malachi has a facial deformity when he was born, and his parents pretty much abandoned him. A midwife who was there at his birth from a very Orthodox religious family takes him in as a foster and a member of the family. But this woman is really an interesting person because she reached out to the birth parents. This is a documentary, so it's true. She really works hard at getting all parts of the party to love each other.
Sunday, June 28th, For the Love of a Woman.
So this is a movie in English. It was one that took me by surprise because I thought, oh no, just a wonderful, sappy, romantic movie. But it's not. This woman at her mother's deathbed was left a note that makes her go to Israel, to the Palestine that her mom grew up in. And she finds lots of things she had no idea were coming her way. So it is really about resilience and understanding all the different backgrounds and situations that happened in the early founding of Israel.
Sunday, July 5th, The Road Between Us, touching on the conflict that goes on as we speak.
This was a film I didn't want to see because, you know, October 7th was horrific. But I came away after this film, which is a documentary, with so much respect. This is about a grandfather who is a retired Israeli general who, when October 7th happened, went to the area and found his children and his grandchildren and basically saved them. And it is not bloody. It is really about family.
And then Sunday, July 12th, The Sound Man.
This is one for you, Ray. So this is about radio.
Ah.
And it actually happens in Belgium, in Brussels. The main character has a very unique sense of hearing and works with radio theater, which was very popular in 1940, 1941. And it is a whole thing about the relationship between two characters. And the bottom line is, who do you really trust?
And then Sunday, July 19th, The Last Spy.
So here's another documentary. And, you know, it is not James Bond. It is the portrait of a 100-year-old Israeli-American who lived through the Holocaust and became one of the first CIA super spies during the Cold War. And he tells his whole story from beginning to end. And I thought, oh no, Holocaust history, and this is not about that. This is about how the Cold War and how the United States has put together its spy system.
And then on Sunday, July 26th, we have The Sea.
And this is one that is heart-wrenching and so important. It does not make Israel look good. It is about a Palestinian father and son. The son wanted to go see the sea, and for people who might not recall their geography, there is a lot of Mediterranean Sea that is attached to Israel. And unfortunately, the son, although he had the opportunity to see it through school, didn't have the correct papers. And he was denied entry and then took off alone, crossed the border by himself. And it is about his father's search for him and the dedication for a father to his son.
And then the finale for the Chattanooga Jewish Film Series, Sunday, August 2nd, Royal Swap.
So this is yet another documentary, but also really gives us a look into the long-term relationship between Lebanon and Israel. It is about hostages that were taken in the 1982 war with Lebanon, and the two women, one from each side, Lebanon and Israel, who saved the hostages and calmed the situation.
And let's talk about the art exhibit at the Jewish Cultural Center, which will be unveiled along with the premiere of this film series, Wednesday, June 17th.
Remember, this opening of the exhibit and the film and the reception are open to the public, free of charge. It is important to us to really tribute Sanford's memory. The exhibit is called America the Beautiful. And I bet, because I didn't know this, that America the Beautiful, the song, was really written in the late 1800s by a woman who had just come back from a hiking trip, and that the poem itself is much longer than the song that we're singing, and also has to do with how she compliments how the beauty of America and the political strife that goes on in America is together. And that's what I used to select the artwork. There are some amazing landscapes in this exhibit. There are some political statements that some people are not going to like, whether you're liberal or conservative or Republican or Democrat. But I really wanted to capture the America that's beautiful to us right now, even when it's frustrating.
This is taking place amid the celebration of America 250.
Everything takes place at the Jewish Cultural Center, which is 5461 North Terrace Road. The gallery hours are from 9 to 5, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 on Friday, although because the in-person films are on Sundays at 4, you are more than welcome to view the exhibit when you come to see the film. We've made that available. The films are usually an hour to an hour and a half long. They are in many, many different languages, and we wanted a way to celebrate the 250th that was encompassing for all people.
And for people who want more information on all of this, where can they go online?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, jewishchattanooga.org, or you can always give us a call at 423-493-0270.
All right, Anne, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.